Yes, please.
See if you can get a water rooster in Detroit for me.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you? It was a terrific speech you made the other night.
Well, thank you.
At the Bar Association. Did you get my telegram?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Well, I was real proud of you. It was tremendous.
Well, thank you. This thing's coming to pieces. We're going to have much troubles ahead in San Francisco unless some of y'all can
Mississippi thing.
Well, two or three things, yeah. Alabama won't put her name on the ticket. We don't expect to get their votes. They're a symbol of certain things, and they got lots of friends, and a lot of people have moved into other states from there. But he's been running around all over the country campaigning, and he's got a good deal of following in most of these places. They all frighten me to death what they say he's got in the UAW and the steel workers, but I don't know about that in other states. But anyway, Alabama's not going to put her name on the ticket. We wrote Mississippi and asked them to agree to the Humphrey battle rule that the convention adopted in whatever it was, 56, I guess, that before he could see the delegation, one of the tests to see them would be whether they put the names of the nominees on the ticket or not. Mississippi wrote back and said, all right, we'll do it. And they did do it. Now, Martin Luther King, I believe it's King, and Rustin, and maybe some of the others. Joe is representing them, and it's some of the old members, they tell me, of the Electrical Union, not Carey's, but some other one. They have gone, got some Negroes to have a convention, and they are insisting that the Freedom Party be seated. Now, we don't care anything about the Mississippi delegation any more than we do the Mississippi delegation in the Congress. We don't give them any patronage. We don't give them any post offices. We don't give them any allotments for these funds that go to the states. We're withholding everything. But if we...
Back to the other states, it's important.
If we say to them that you can't be seated, my honest judgment is, and you watch it and put this down, remember, my judgment is that we write off 15 states, including the big one like Texas, without any question, just immediately just mash a button and transfer those over to Goldwater and say, here's your pot. I won't even play in this pot. I'll just give it to you. I don't believe that's what those people want to do to him. That's not going to, it's not going to ruin me because I've had to guess much service I ought to have, but I think it sure would ruin them if Goldwater's named and elected. And I don't believe they want to do it, and I don't believe they realize what they're doing. Now, Joe's been on television 2 or 3 times, so that's getting out, and it's having its effect in the Congress. They passed the reapportionment rule yesterday out of the Rules Committee, and it's got everything screwed up there because Smith and all these Southerners fighting back Tuck of Virginia. And we're getting a real anti-North, anti-South fight right before our conventions. I don't know. We may have to come back on reapportionment after the convention. But now today, Louisiana takes her name off the ballot. Now Arkansas is on his way down to New Orleans to meet with Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana. And they'll wind up with some serious problem. And this thing is just like a prairie fire. It spreads and spreads fast. Now, if they've got to have somebody to whip or fight or something for symbolism or something, I don't know. My own feeling is that if the Negroes would take their president and take their vice president and take their law and take the poverty bills and some of the other economic gains we're making. I just spent all morning on ARA and some impact legislation for the Accelerate Public Works. If we could take those things between now and November, I believe that we could get a pretty good Congress that would hold what they've got and advance it for the next couple of years. If they don't, they're liable to undo a good deal of this stuff that's been done because what's happening in New Jersey. Lou Harris, who's very friendly to us, shows I dropped 9 points in New York in the last 2 weeks because of Rochester and Brooklyn and New Jersey. And you can't take another 9-point drop. And I don't see that they're getting a thing there. They said our argument was Bobby Kennedy's and Jack Kennedy's and mine, to all these lawyers and preachers and everybody we talk to, that let's take it out of the streets and into the courts. Now we got a law that does that. And I'm enforcing the damn law. Just the moment they don't feed them in Atlanta, we move on them and they have to close their cafe or feed them. And we got relatively few defiant people. And I'm seeing 1,000 a week and asking them to help me. I had every university president in yesterday from 50 states. I had your president of Michigan in, and all the state presidents. I had 100 college presidents all afternoon, and I had the people like Wirtz and Shriver and all of them talk to them about our program, and I appealed to them to help me on the law. I had all the businessmen in, had all the labor unions in, had all the school superintendents in, had all the state superintendents, that kind of stuff. Now, King lost some when he went up with Wagner, and he and Farmer and all of them are worried about their following. So he wants to come in the White House. I didn't see him
who
today.
Farmer?
No, King.
Okay.
They're watching us very closely. They've got detectives after us. They watch every gate. They know everything we're doing. And they know pretty well, some of Hoover's boys have told them, they know pretty well the kind of leadership that's in some of these things. And Walter, I tell you on my word of honor, every riot is led primarily by members of the Communist Party.
Yeah, I know. This is the problem, you see, what's happening in Snicket Corps.
It's what you've gone through with years ago in your
own
unit.
I know this thing from A to Z. Now the problem, you see, I agree, as I told you some weeks, I agree fully and completely with your evaluation of the Mississippi situation. I do not see how you can fail to seat the delegation if they are prepared to put you on the ballot. Alabama's a different score. If they
That's
don't
right.
meet the requirements, you don't seat them.
I would have a contest filed against them if I was some of those people, Freedom, of course, some of them. And I would just say they'd put you on there and make them put you on, and I'd make that fight. And they won't do it, so we throw them out.
Right. But you can't unseat a delegation that's prepared to meet the conditions of the convention. And I've told these fellows that. Now, our real problem is, and I'm currently working on this, We've got to get Wilkins and Phil Randolph and King and Whitney Young, who I consider to be the four most stable people. They have got to take a hold of this thing, and they've got to be responsible, because I can't do it, and no white man can do it.
How do we get them to do it? Now, who gets them to do it? I'll tell you why, what they're doing now. They've got Minnesota, and they've got Wisconsin, and they've got California, and they got one in New York, and they've already got the 11 members for Minority Report. Then you go on, and you've got eight states. So you got eight states, very easy for a roll call. Then you get a roll call, and you just crucify Bob Wagner and Barr of Pittsburgh and Frank Smith of Philadelphia and Michigan.
I couldn't agree more.
And then...
We have to avoid that.
Well, the only way to...
At that point, the damage is done.
Well, it's up to that point now. It's up where they got the votes. Diggs is one of your credentials committee from Michigan. And I've forgotten who the other, but both of them have agreed that they ought to have a Minority Report. And Ken O'Donnell just talked to some of them. And Dave Lawrence talked to Joe Barr, and Joe Barr said, well, I'll stay with the president, I'll stay with you, this is outrageous. And then he started polling his delegation. He said, well, we got 20% of Negroes, Mississippi don't vote in Pittsburgh. And he's not running for president, and I guess he, rather than lose the mayorship of Pittsburgh, I imagine he'd rather lose the whole outfit.
The point is, if we can't make fellows like Roy Wilkins and Philip Randolph and these other people see this, then I'm afraid their cause is in very deep trouble, because you can't do more to prove your commitment to the things they want done.
I don't know how to do more. Now, I can't do it. I can't do it with them. I trust you, and I've called you, and I've called Hubert. Now, those are the only two I know to do. I'm fighting here now with what kind of orders the 7th Fleet got. And I just finished with Rusk and McNamara on what we're going to do to retaliate if they hit us again, and all that stuff. I don't know who else to call. I've called you, and I've called Hubert.
I'm working right now to try to get Roy Wilkins. I've got to call in for him, because I think he's the most responsible. He's got to. You see that meeting that they had on the moratorium, you know, in New York the other day?
Yep.
Well, I initiated that. I kept pushing, and I finally got Roy to move on this. And now I'm going to see if I can't get him to move on this, because the Negro leadership has got to see the wisdom of avoiding this contest, because they can't win. You can't unseat the Mississippi delegation if they meet the constitutional requirements of the party.
What I can't see, Walter, is what we would gain by unseating them. If we could gain one vote by unseating them, if that made the difference, you might moderate principle a little bit. But if you lose 15 states, and I don't see that you gain a vote anywhere else.
Of course you don't.
And we spend money, and we register, and we buy ads, and we get on television to change one mind. And here we're changing 15 states right quick.
Right.
To me, it's just a...
Well, look, I'll pursue this thing hard if I can't get a hold of Roy. I got to call in for him right now. And on the Landrum thing, remember you talked to me about that? The Cope had already endorsed this fellow, Miller, and I'm trying to slow down that whole process down there.
Please make them do that.
I'm doing my damnedest.
They say your man's furnishing them the money.
Who?
Say your fellow down there is furnishing the money.
Well, I don't think that's so.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, the Cope, our fellows have not endorsed him, although they're part of Cope. The endorsement came out of Cope, which is the overall organization. And
now, what can I tell Landrum without getting you in trouble?
Tell Landrum that I'm checking into the thing, and I'm going to do what I can to be helpful.
All right. Okay, now you call me back after you talk to Wilkins.
I'll do that.
All right.
Fine.
Operator, hello.